91X News.
It's 9 degrees and sunny at 1 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Stephanie Clue. The Ontario Human Rights Commission is calling for an end to sexualized dress codes that discriminate against female and transgender workers. Chief Commissioner Renu Mandhane says employers must make sure their dress codes don't reinforce sexist stereotypes. Mandhane says policies requiring women to wear low-cut tops, short skirts, or high heels could violate the human rights code, and they send a message that an employee's worth is tied to how they look. In a policy position paper released today on gender-specific dress codes, the commission said women should not be expected to dress in a sexualized way to attract clients. Kathy Laird of the Human Rights Legal Support Center says excellent customer service doesn't have a cup size. Laird encourages women to call her office for legal advice if cleavage is deemed an essential skill in their workplace. Up to 305,000 new permanent residents could be admitted to Canada this year under the Liberal government's 2016 immigration plan. Immigration Minister John McCallum says it's the highest number of projected admission in decades. Economic immigrants will continue to make up the majority of newcomers, but the overall numbers of those will be down from previous years. That's in part because the Liberals are significantly increasing spaces available for family reunification programs and refugees. Each November, the government is required to table a document laying out how many new permanent residents it intends to accept in the coming year. The plan for 2016 was delayed by the October federal election. A Belleville man has been charged with assaulting a police officer in the city. Police went to a North Front Street motel late last night after getting a report about a disturbance. A 25-year-old man was arrested for allegedly assaulting a woman, but police say he also kicked one of the officers in the leg and spat at another officer while being taken into custody. The man, whose name won't be released to protect the identity of the female victim, is charged with domestic assault and assaulting a police officer. Newfoundland and Labrador's new Liberal government will deliver its first throne speech today as it tries to navigate a sea of red ink. The province recently had its credit rating downgraded as low oil prices drive up an unprecedented deficit that could top $2 billion. It relies on offshore oil for about one-third of government revenues and was hit hard as prices dropped by more than half over the last 20 months. Today, Brent crude is trading for about $41 U.S. a barrel, down from $115 in mid-2014. Premier Dwight Ball promised during the fall election campaign to avoid an HST hike and public sector job cuts. But political scientist Kelly Bilduke of Memorial University of Newfoundland says the government must raise cash and cut spending to avoid fiscal disaster. Something of a gloomy outlook is facing Canada's biofuels industry thanks to a combination of low oil prices and the end of a biofuels incentive program. The International Energy Agency predicts Canada's ethanol production will plunge 38% over the next 5 years. The industry also faces continued competition from U.S. imports, lack of infrastructure, and stricter fuel efficiency regulations. That's QNET News on 91X at 104. And in sports, Calvin Johnson has retired. The 30-year-old receiver, known as Megatron, is walking away from the NFL after 9 mostly spectacular seasons with the Detroit Lions. Johnson had 88 receptions for over 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns last season, playing through lingering injuries as he often did. He has 731 career receptions for over 11,000 yards and 83 TDs. 3 of Maria Sharapova's sponsors have dropped their affiliation with the tennis star in the wake of the news that she failed a drug test at the Australian Open. Sportswear giant Nike, Swiss watch brand Tag Heuer, and German luxury car company Porsche are detaching themselves from the 5-time Grand Slam winner. Sharapova says she has been taking the drug Meldonium for 10 years and was not aware it was recently made illegal. Lori Kane headlines this year's inductee class of the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame. Kane, from Charlottetown, is still active on the LPGA Tour and has won 8 pro tours in her career. Warren C., from Toronto, was inducted in the amateur category. golf reporter Bob Weeks was named to the builder category. A banged-up Montreal Canadiens squad will be on the ice with the Dallas Stars visit Bell Center. The Habs will be without injured forward Brendan Gallagher for tonight's game, while forwards Lars Eller and Alex Galchenyuk are questionable. Also tonight, Winnipeg hosts Nashville and Edmonton welcomes San Jose. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the weather, today is cloudy with a 40% chance of showers with a high of 12. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 6, and tomorrow is mainly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 13. It's 105 and 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stephanie Clue. News on 91X next at 3.